Where the Heart Is by Annie Groves, read by Christine Dorr.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Christmas Day, 1941. Katie Needham couldn't wait any longer. It was Christmas morning after all, even if it wasn't even 6 o'clock yet, and she had been so very patient, promising herself that she wouldn't open Luke's letter until it was Christmas, hoping that saving to read it then would help to make up for his being so far away in Egypt, while she was here in Hampstead. Her small attic bedroom in the house where her parents were currently living with friends, now London was being heavily bombed, was freezing cold, and Katie thought longingly of the cosiness of her room in her fiancé Luke's family home in Liverpool. She was missing the warmth and bustle of the Campion household already, and she'd only arrived here yesterday, she acknowledged guiltily. She felt under her pillow for Luke's letter, her guilt dissipated by the heady warmth of her love and excitement as she retrieved her precious letter and then reached out to switch on the bedside lamp. A tender smile curled her mouth as she traced her own name on the envelope. One day, when this awful war was over, she would be Mrs. Luke Campion. Mrs. Luke Campion.